Okay, so great to be learning together. Shorei Raz, highlights of the Daf HaShavua. We're going to be focusing on Yevamot Daf Lamed Gimel. You got a lot of very interesting points that come up all the time in Shas. First of all, here you have an interesting point that the Gemara says that the Shechita is Kshera Bizar. That Shechita can be done by a non-Kohen. In fact, according to important Sefer Minchat Baruch, that emphasizes that it's not just Shechita Kshera Bizar, but actually it's best that the Baalim should do the Shechita. That's number one. Number two, that comes up to Tulba Amma, that carrying, that moving Muktzeh is an Isur Drabanan. Third, is that you have Havara L'Lav Yitzah, you have this Machloga that appears many, many times throughout Shas, and that is about Havara. What status of Havara? That Havara is one of the few Melachot in the Torah that are specified. Most of the Melachot, which is, we have no idea, in the Torah, it's Torah Shebichtav, it's Halakha L'Moshe Sinai. But yeah, you have the in Parashat Vayakel, Pasuk says, So one opinion of Tanaim is that Havara L'Lav Yitzata, reason why it's singled out is to say that there's no chiyuv skila for havara. It would be just isur lav b'malkot, but it would not be isur mitat bedin or karet like the rest of the other 38 melachah. The other opinion that says just it comes lechalek yetzata, which means that it comes to teach us that you view each of the melachot as distinct, and someone that did an act that entailed four or five melachot at one time, or even two or three melachot at one time, he'd be chayav two or three karban chatat. So, for examples, we had a situation of zomer v'tzirich leitzim, somebody is pruning the tree, and he needs the wood, so he violated two melachot. Kotzer, right, he's reaped it, and number two, he has done the melacha of also Zuriyah, is promoting the growth of the tree by pruning it. So it's chayv two karban chatat because we view each melacha as distinct. And that's the second opinion, havara l'chalek yetzah, to come to view each melacha as being distinct. So that's a second shas concept that's very, very important to know. Here's another one that pitui ktana ones, that even if one convinces a girl pre-bat mitzvah to sleep with some man, convinces her to sleep with her, God forbid, chas v'shalom, so it's considered to be rape by definition. Because a katan or a katana below age does not have any da'at, does not have any concept of consent. They don't have enough intelligence, awareness to be able to consider their consent to be a valid consent, and therefore even if they agreed, they said the words, it's not considered to be a valid agreement, it's still considered to be coercion. This is what they call in American law, called a statutory rape. So that's what's going on over here in Yevamot. In Lamed Gimel, some very interesting Shas topics for you to be aware of. But what I wanted to really highlight was that comes up with the Mishnah already on Amud Bet, introduces to us an important halakha, and that is the Shosha Chodesh Avchana, the 3 months of Avchana. So let's say if a woman has received a get, she's not allowed to marry until 3 months afterwards. Now, this comes up in my cases a lot of times. A lot of times when I deal with people who are not religious and they come somehow, someone tells them before they get married, well, they're going to need to have a get. A lot of times they wake up just a couple of days before sometimes it's a couple of months, sometimes weeks, sometimes even days before the wedding, that they need a get. Okay, do a get, but still, okay, midoraita, you've solved that problem, but you still need the shalosha chodesh avchana, 3 months of avchana. So, what's going on over here? Ooh, what's shalosha chodesh avchana? What's going on? So we don't. You don't have to. So you still got a problem. How can she marry? So what some rabbanim will rely on, Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes that Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, one of in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, he had two very, very, very world class, great, great, great rabbanim. You had Rav Henkin, whose grandson, by the way, died last week. Noted Rav. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Yosef Elio Henkin was considered to be the greatest rav in America until his death in 1973, and Rav Moshe basically then took over afterwards until 1986. So Rav Yosef Elio Henkin had the belief, and Rav Moshe quotes and he agrees that that there's what to rely on over here, that you can count the Shosha Choshev Chana from the civil divorce. Now, why is that? Because the Shosha Choshev Chana are like this. Distinguish if she gets pregnant from the second the new marriage, that we should be, and if she gets married within 3 months of the divorce of the first husband, well, we don't know who the dad is. Maybe it's the dad's from the first her first husband. Maybe or it's from the second husband. We don't know, and that's not a good thing. We always want to know who the dad is, of course, to say the least. But if the couple already been civilly divorced, which means they're clearly separate. So therefore, if they're already civilly divorced, of course, civil divorce does not count as a get. For sure does not. Absolutely not. But for this drabanan of Shosha Choshev Chana, Rav Moshe quotes Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, who was lenient about this. So there's what to be lenient about this. Interesting topic, interesting discussion, and that does come up from time to time. At the end of the day, wishing everybody a great day. Shavua Tov with much bracha, much briyut.